figures.
And welcome to listeners on VHF who have just joined Radio 1, not only for the Top 40, but for the rest of this evening.
This is the UK Top 40 in fabulous stereo.
That's the number 9 sound up from last week's number 18.
Good afternoon, this is Gary Davis.
Hello, Thomas Vance here, hope you're well.
Sundays between 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock for the full Top 40.
Radio 1, it's now exactly 1 o'clock.
Bruno with the new Top 40 on Radio 1.
This week's Top 40.
5, 4, 3,
and now on my Radio 1, we celebrate 70 years of the UK's official singles chart. Remembering the days when the BBC's countdown of best-selling hits was the listening event of the week. From the Tuesday lunchtime reveal to the Sunday evening recap, this is the story of the Radio 1 Chart Show with Sean Tilley.
And what about that? The unmistakable voice of Simon Bates, who we'll be hearing again from a little later on, as we remember those who had the honour bestowed upon them of running down the nation's biggest hits of the week during the first 20 years of the network's existence. A story which began in 1967 with the man who'd already been in the role for 6 years, since taking over from David Jacobs on the old Light programme.
Before we do spin those top three discs of the day, let's meet the man who'll be in charge of Pick of the Pops as of next week, Alan Freeman. All right, Fluffy?
Hi, David.
Tell me just what's going to happen next week.
Well, next week in the Pick of the Pops, we're going to have three 20-minute segments at 9:40, 10:40, and 11:20. In the first two segments of 20 minutes, we're going to present the new discs, the new releases. I hope I have the same wisdom as you in picking them. And from 11:20, all the current Top 20 hit paraders.
All the current Top 20 ones?
Well, not all of them, but some of them.
Yeah.
Most of them.
You will.
The good ones.
All right, then. Well, we look forward to listening to you, and I'd like to wish you every possible success with what, to me, has been a jolly fun program to do.
Alan Freeman.
Not off, Sean Tilley. He's your man, right?
And greetings, pop figures on Radio 1 and 2, the 67 Pick of the Pops. Pop figures, about 1,200 records occupied the top 20 and 30 throughout those 52 weeks, and some made 1, 2, and 3. That's right, we're concerned with the Pick of the Pops top threes of 1967, and what a list of talent about to spin for the next 2 hours. Tom Jones, The Seekers, The Monkees, Donovan, Cat Stevens, The Who, Pet Clark, Sandy Shaw, The Mamas, and The Papas, and a complete total of 41 records. The beginning, when the first top three of 1967 was led by Tom Jones.
Here is Fluff to explain how he dreamt up that much-loved catchphrase to welcome his audience.
I was getting a little browned off with hearing disc jockeys refer to the people listening to them as ladies and gentlemen. Not that they weren't ladies or gentlemen, I'm quite sure, but it sounded so foreign. It sounded akin to me, and I thought, who are these people who listen to pop programs? What do we call them? They're the pop listeners. They're listening to these records, and they're probably picking the ones they like the best. That's what they are. They're pop pickers.
And that is one tremendous sleeper ride, all the way from last week's number 20 up to this week's top 10, number 9 for Creedence Clearwater Revival and Proud Mary, and top 20 newcomers, number 6 pop pickers, the Beach Boys.
And what about that equally famous chart rundown music at the sign of the swinging cymbal?
The more I listened to it, the more I thought to myself, oh, yes, we could use this possibly as a theme. There's a lot I could do with this. You know, the opening of the drums, like bing, 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 bom, bom. Hi there, pop pickers. Da, da, da. I thought, that's a start. And so it all developed from there, and I found that it was a very interesting theme, and I found it had lots of drive.
Greetings, pop pickers. On Radio 1 and Radio 2, it's another edition of Pick of the Pops.
Whenever you put this record on the turntable, it doesn't matter where you turn it down or bring it up. It doesn't matter where. It could always be the start of something or the finish of something. And so that's how the sign of the swinging cymbal developed.
Down number 11, In My Own Time from Family. Down at 10, It's Too Late, Carole King. Up to number 9, Backstreet Love from Curved Ear. Up to number 8 is Nathan Jones from The Supremes. And staying at this week's number 7 is Soldier Blue from Buffy San Marie. to number 6, Did You Ever, Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. Up to number 5, Let Your Year Be Year from the Pioneers. And now this week's number 4 is Never Ending Song from New Seekers. Up to number 3, What Are You Doing on Sunday from Dawn. Up to number 2, Hey Girl, Don't Bother Me from the Tams. And still at number 1, I'm Still Waiting from Diana Ross.
And while I was doing Think of the Pops, I was living in a flat in Kensington on top of Ann Todd's house. And Ann and I used to have little tete-a-tetes on the telephone. And I was talking to her one day, and I said, we were planning to go and see a film together. And I said to Ann, I said, okay, then, so it's tomorrow at such and such and such time, thing. I put the phone down, and I walked away from it, and the phone rang again instantly. And it was Ann on the phone, and she said, what did you say then? And I said, I'll see you tomorrow at 7 o'clock or whatever it was, and we'll go and see this film. No, she said, you said something else before you put the phone down. And I said, no, I didn't, love. I said, I'll see you at 7 o'clock, and that's it. And, no, she said, you said something else, and it's very, very important. Well, I said, look, if I think of it, I'll ring you back. All right, right. So she said, that's it. I said, that's what? She said, all right, right. You've got to use that in your program because it sounds so infectious. So I got the swing and cymbal again, ding-ding-ling at the end, where it goes bomp-bomp, bomp-bomp, and it was all right, bomp-bomp, right, bomp-bomp. I thought, what the hell do we say? All right, right, good night. No, can't say it's good night because it's afternoon. Stay bright, I thought. All right, bomp-bomp, bomp-bomp, right, bomp-bomp. Stay bright, bomb, bomb. And that's actually how it happened. It was all due to Ann Todd.
Next Sunday at 5. All right. Stay bright.
Pick of the Pops was a Sunday recap of the BBC chart first announced by Alan on a Tuesday lunchtime at the end of DLT show. A hairy experience in more ways than one.
Dave Lee Travis.
Bless him. I love that man. He was such a perfect guy. He was a lovely gent. He's full of fun, and I could do things in his studio that many people wouldn't dare have done and get away with it. And I did. I guess I better tell you about that.
Well,
I
think because there he is. He's turning up in your studio. He's about to reveal this chart.
But obviously, the interesting thing about this is he holds the chart. He doesn't have it on the desk in front of him when he's reading it. He holds it up in front of him, mic level. That's the professional he is. He doesn't want to go off mic looking at the script. He's got it in his hand. And I waited patiently and I was nervous because I didn't know quite when to strike, literally strike. And he got to about the top 5. And I set fire to the script, and I lit it at both ends at the bottom.
Down and fire, all the young dudes from Mott, the Hoople,
Cobblers.
Down at number 4, Silver Machine Hawkwind. Here's the top 3. Down at number 3, School's Out from Alice Cooper. And would you believe it, Dave, we have a brand new number 2.
Really?
Number, we're all crazy now from Slade, not kidding.
Correct.
And here it is, the brand new number 1 this week in the top 30. You Wear It Well from Rod Stewart.
Snickers. Big ones.
Right.
There was no panic. There was no change in his voice. His hand graciously moved up the script towards the top, and it's all smoking, burning, and everything. And he managed to get the top 5 in as well, just before the script went into ash.
He always used to say that you two nearly got fired over that.
But yeah, those are the sort of things you could do, and people had a good laugh, and they remembered it.
But it was all change in 1972 as Fluff made way for this man.
Hi there, Sean.
Sunday at 4, that's Tom Brown and Solid Gold 60.
Tom Brown.
For half my life, I had listened to Big Al, Alan Freeman. And suddenly I was told, would you like to replace Alan Freeman? I said, no. I like listening to Big Al. Don't take him away, please. And so I said, no. And I walked around for 2 or 3 days and thought, well, I could do it really, I suppose. The old ego thing came in. And then I said, okay, I'll do it.
6 o'clock on Radios 1 and 2. My name is Tom Brown, and this is the Top 20.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Number 20.
We have liftoff.
Junior Walker and the O-Stars, Walk in the Night.
So they said, well, we want you to meet Alan Freeman. I went,
meet Big Al, are you sure?
I was just shredded underwear, you know, and this man was so charming and kind, and I said, I'm so sorry, you know, you're coming off. And he said, no, let me show you how to do this, this. He was the consummate pro.
4 weeks in the chat, Sir Peter Skellen, you're a lady. And up from 10 to 10cc.
And it didn't take long for that unmistakable, smooth, silky voice to become a real favourite with Chart Show fans.
Number 20, Come Softly to Me, the New Seekers. 19, Ben from Michael Jackson. 18, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, the Temptations. 17, Desperate Dan, Lieutenant Pigeon. And 16, Can't Keep It In from Cat Stevens. 15, Wishing Well from Free. 14, Goodbye to Jane Slade. 13, Nights in White Satin, the Moody Blues. 12, Shotgun Wedding, Roy C. And 11, Help Me Make It Through the Night, Gladys Knight and the Pips. 10, Big 7 from Judge Dredd. 9, Always on My Mind, Elvis Presley. 8, Crazy Horses, the Osmonds. 7, Sally Goldie, the Action T-Rex. And 6, Ballpark Incident from Wizard. 5, Sea Moon from Wings. 4, You're So Vain, Carly Simon. 3, The Gene Genie, David Bowie. And 2, Blockbuster from The Sweet. That's all from me, Tom Brown, till next Sunday at 4. And from little Jimmy Osmond, for the 5th week in a row, here's this week's
Number 1.
In the early days of Solid Gold 60, deputising for Tom was the DJ who'd also taken over the weekly lunchtime reveal.
Top 20 hit number 10, that's First Choice and Smarty Pants. And for Bobby Goldsboro, there's an upward move of 3 places to
Number 9, Johnny Walker, 247 Radio.
And we were transported into the glam rock era.
And just ahead of the number one, this is Johnny Walker with all the news.
Radio 1.
A complete rundown of the brand new Radio 1 Top 30 compiled for the BBC by the British Market Research Bureau.
Oh, the memories. Who could ever forget you running down the Tuesday afternoon chart? And the music was Booker T and the MGs, wasn't it? And Time Is Tight.
Yeah, I loved the way that instrumental built. As it went through, the pace of it lifted up, and the sound of it got more intense.
Down 1 at 13, Wall Street Shuffle, 10cc. Down 3 at 12, Banana Rock from the Wombles. Down 3 at 11, If You Go Away, Terry Jacks.
If I timed it well, it's really fast now, Time Is Tight. It's getting to that end bit, but it's really built.
It was exciting because it was the unveiling of the new chart, the entire nation listening.
Yeah, it was bizarre because, you know, your Top of the Pops, I think, was Thursday night.
Yeah.
You'd hear all the charts show on a Sunday afternoon. So Tuesday was when actually the new chart came out. But you'd think it'd come out on a Friday or something like that. But yeah, people used to come home from school to listen to the chart because it was very important about what was in the chart, what was number one.
Scribbling it down.
Yeah.
So, brand new number one, but first a time check. 247 metres, this is Radio 1. It's now exactly 1 o'clock.
Radio 1, it's number 1.
3 cheers and a whoopee. George has made it. Rock Your Baby, the new number one.
Wigan's chosen few on Radio 1, now at number 10 with Footsie. And my missus said last night, if only I was 16 again, I'd love to do that dance. Oh, well, old age. Right, to recap on the new entries, we've had 4 so far, coming from The Arrows, Mud, Frankie Valli, Shirley and Company, and here comes number 5. Straight in the chart at number 9, it's Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. On their way to number 1.
Having that honour bestowed upon you each week of revealing what the nation's number 1 record was, it did land you in a bit of hot water, didn't it, with the Bay City Rollers fans?
Yeah, what happened was, I think it was Bye Bye Baby had been number 1 for 5 weeks, yeah. And I remember coming in Tuesday morning and saying to my producer who got the list, I said, please tell me we have a new number 1. He goes, no change. I thought, oh, jeez. So here we go. So I've got it, you know. So I did all the rundown. I did the top 5 and I said at
number 1
for the 6th week, it's the Bay City Rollers. Put the record up.
If you hate me after all I say,
so he came hurrying over about 10 minutes later, and he said, the BBC switchboard is being jammed by angry Bay City Rollers fans who said you sounded bored that the band was at number one again with Bye Bye Baby. He said, I think you've got to apologise. So I thought, apologise, you can forget that. So the record came to an end. I was feeling really angry. I just opened the mic and I just said what came out. And I said, listen, apparently the switchboard's jammed because Bay City Rollers fans say, I didn't sound excited, enthusiastic. The Bye Bye Baby was number one for the sixth week. I said, listen, I don't mind you liking the Bay City Rollers. You can love them all you like. Don't expect me to love them. In fact, if you want to know what I really think, I think they make musical garbage. And went into the next record. And it was front page news on all the tabloids the next day. Radio 1,
Top 20. In total contrast, later in 1975, Tom Brown was literally blown away by the latest offering from Queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody was extraordinary. There'd been some sort of pointers along the way. I mean, back in the late 60s, early 70s, I can't tell you exactly when, there'd been MacArthur Park by Richard Harris, which was, again, you know, what was his movie actor doing, singing this extraordinary song.
Wow. A brilliant new entry from Queen called Bohemian Rhapsody. And it's
number 16.
Maxine Nightingale's got a new entry with Right Back Where We Started From.
When we heard it, we all sat down and went, ooh, that's extraordinary. It'll either be number one or it'll get buried and never heard again.
Number 15 in the States this week, up to number four over here, Love Machine from The Miracles. And after a phenomenal 9 weeks at number one, Queen are down to
number three.
You're listening to The Story of the Chart Show, a My Radio 1 special here on the BBC.
Sean Tilly, Radio 1.
There had been band records that had scaled the dizzy heights of the charts before, but a group who first emerged in 1976 were rapidly gaining a considerable following. And by the next summer, they came crashing into the top 20 with a highly controversial single around the time of the Silver Jubilee, which the Beeb deemed unsuitable for our ears.
The Eagles, number 13 in the States this week, number 12 over here with Hotel California. And number 11, the Sex Pistols with a song titled God Save the Queen, and the Little Ladies rock group are up three places to
number 10.
The only trouble was, it kept climbing and threatened to claim pole position.
And number 2, God Save the Queen from the Sex Pistols. And now here's this week's
number 1.
Only to be kept off the top by Rod Stewart. Nonetheless, the Radio 1 chart, just like Top of the Pops on the telly, had to be seen to be credible and truly reflect the best-selling discs in Britain. So it was somewhat of a relief when that certain band released a speedy follow-up.
6 weeks in the charts for Olivia Newton-John, and the Sex Pistols are still at
number 7.
This was also greeted with much excitement by the man now responsible for unveiling the new countdown every Tuesday lunchtime.
They don't care. They don't care. The Sex Pistols with Pretty Bacon.
Open me.
Who'd first acted as stand-in for both Tom Brown and Johnny Walker 3 years earlier.
At number 20, You Keep Me Hanging On, Cliff Richard. 19, Remember You're a Womble, The Wombles. And at 18, it's Spiders and Snakes from Jim Stafford. 17, Judy Teen, Cockney Rebel. 16, The In Crowd with Brian Ferry. 15, Waterloo from ABBA. At 14, I Can't Stop, The Osmonds. 13, The Streak from Ray Stevens. At 12, I See a Star, Martha McNeil. Break the Rules is number 11 with Status Quo. 10, Red Dress, Alvin Stardust. Number 9, If I Didn't Care, David Cassidy. 8, Go, Giliola Cinquetti. 7, Shang-a-Lang from Bay City Rollers. At 6, it's Hey Rock and Roll, Shawadi Wadi. Number 5, Don't Stay Away Too Long, Peter Zulie. And 4, There's a Ghost in My House from Ardeen Taylor. On to the top 3. At number 3, The Night Chicago Died from Paper Lace. Number 2, This Town Ain't Big Enough for Both of Us from Sparks. Well, that's all from me, Paul Burnett, until next Sunday at 6 with Tom Brown. In the meantime, here's this week's
number 1.
Lunchtime, it's a time of the day when people are, you know, kind of sat more attentive listening to the radio.
The first time in 7 weeks, I'm going to be able to announce a brand new number 1. But first of all, a complete countdown.
Radio 1, the new top 40.
A very exciting chart with 11 new entries, 8 of them all coming in together at the bottom of the chart.
It was exciting, of course. But particularly when you think that that record, which is now one of those, you know, that everybody knows and you know, some huge hits, the first time people heard it was on that show. But there weren't the radio stations there are now, for example.
D-I-S-C-O, Ottawa, which is down one place to number three this week from number two last week. Here's Status Quo. They were last week at number four, and now they're number two with what you're proposing. Incidentally, last week we didn't have any winners of the top three forecast competition because of Barbra Streisand batting in at number one and catching everybody by surprise. But we have three winners today, and we'll be reading out their names and addresses after the number one sound at 1 o'clock. Right. Countdown after this.
It was quite an honour, really, to be in that position of revealing. Then people were waiting to hear that new release.
Climbing six places to number five, My Best Friend's Girl from Cars. John Travolta and Sandy is down one place to number four. Next to it, another song from Greece. This week's number three, Summer Nights from John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. That's down two places, of course, the former number one. Climbing two places to number two is yet again another song from the film Greece, Olivia Newton-John and Hopelessly Devoted to You. And this week, it has to be the Boomtown Rats and Rats Rap, up one place to number one.
Benetti and his producer at this time, Chris Lycett, suggested to Radio 1 management that they put off announcing the number one at precisely 1 o'clock, as it was becoming clear certain listeners were missing that, the fun at one spot and the forecast competition.
I got a letter from the guy who fires the 1 o'clock gun on Edinburgh Castle. Every day at 1 o'clock, they fire a gun. And he actually asked me, he said, do you think you could, can you move it? Just so, because I miss it when, you know, so I always imagined, I delayed it a bit. That's that kind of interaction with audiences is super. But the nice thing in then, it had to be in a letter.
For those of you who've never entered Top 3 Forecast, then all you have to do, let me tell you, is just jot down the records that you think will be in the top three positions for next Tuesday. Get the postcards off as soon as you like to Top 3 Forecast, Paul Burnett Show, Radio 1, London, W1A, 4WW.
In many ways, Paul Burnett seemed the obvious choice to now be steering the Tuesday countdown, not least because he'd been a chart star himself with DLT shortly before taking over the lunchtime show.
Still at number 5, it's Fox and Sister's Single Bed, and up from number 14, it's Convoy GB to
number 4
by Laurie Lingo and the Dipsticks. Believe that, you believe anything.
That's also the voice that you can hear there of Simon Bates, who by now had assumed the role of Sunday evening deputy.
David Soul, still at number 3. Jean-Michel Jarre, of course, at number 4. And at
number 2,
it's Space and Magic Fly.
And then, in the spring of 1978...
Next call from me, Tom Brown, and my producer, Bernie Andrews. I've much enjoyed doing this show, as I'm sure with Simon Bates, who takes over the Top 20 from next Sunday onwards, so be sure to listen in.
Simon Bates!
Top 20, as compiled for the BBC by the British Market Research Bureau.
And into the 10 with Nick Lowe, and I Love the Sound of Breaking Glass. Number 9 is Andy Cameron and Ali's Tartan Army. Genesis are up 10 places to number 8 with Follow You, Follow Me. At number 7, it's Eruption, I Can't Stand the Rain. And at number 6, Susie Quattro, If You Can't Give Me Love. Number 5, up 9 places, Shwaddy Waddy, and I Wonder Why. At number 4, Jerry Rafferty on the way down with Baker Street. So, Britain's top 3 this week. Number 3, Kate Bush and Wuthering Heights. And at number 2, it's Blondie and Denis. So, here's this week's number 1.
But despite his ultra-professional and slick style, not to mention the authority that he brought to the slot, Simon wasn't exactly a fan of doing it.
The truth is, Sean, they were short of a gob. And I think that's, certainly in your life and my life, that's always been the case. And, yeah, I did, very unwillingly did the chart show, because it's the most boring show you can do, because you can't change the order of the records. And so you sit there thinking, God, I've got a list number 5 now and all that stuff. And the first 2 weeks I did it, Derek Chinnery was at that time the controller of Radio 1, and I checked the figures, because all my life, figures are what you check, how many people listen. And the audience from Tom Brown, who'd been doing it before me and who then went to Hong Kong, the audience went down by two-thirds. It went whop! So I looked at the figures and I thought, well, that's it. Career over. Went in to see Derek Chinnery and said, Derek, you know, I might as well hand my resignation in. And Chinnery was a very pragmatic man, very much a BBC man. And he said, what's the problem? I said, well, I've just lost you two-thirds of your audience. That's the problem. And he said, take a look at this. And on his desk, he had the television figures, and he also had the radio figures. On television, the week I started, they put Robert Powell and Jesus of Nazareth
on. I remember it very well, yeah.
And every parent felt obligated to put their kids, you're not listening to the Top 40, not again, not while this is on. This is good for you. And that's why the audience went down. He said, wait 3 weeks, if it doesn't go up. And of course, I was making the complete idiot opinion of myself on this. I thought I mattered, and I was doing the damage.
Yeah.
With a Top 40 show, you just have to do it straight.
At 5 o'clock, for the first time.
Radio 1, the new Top 40.
Compiled by the British Market Research Bureau, it's the new Top 40 with Earth, Wind and Fire down three.
In November of that year, history was made as the Top 40 was launched. And as well as being heard on Radio 2's VHF band, Radio 1 also had a new medium wave frequency.
Sean Tilly, 275, 285, and stereo VHF.
While at the start of 1979, the network's new recruit was also the latest Sunday evening cover DJ, a task he quickly found out was monumental.
Andy Peebles.
Well, it was a great honour and a great privilege and also a great joy to work with the late Bernie Andrews, who had been the producer on Saturday Club when the Beatles started their career for the BBC. He and my producer, Jeff Griffin, were best mates, and Bernie always wore jeans and a jean jacket. And the first question in 1980 from John Lennon to me in the Hit Factory recording studio was, A, he said, how's my mate? And I said, and that would be, oh God, he said, I'm trying to remember his name. He said, you know the fellow, always wore a jean jacket. And I said, you mean Bernie Andrews? Bernie Andrews, he said, that's it. How are you, Bernie?
It's the very first chart of 1979 on Radio 1. I'm Andy Peebles, sitting in for Simon Bates, and welcome along. Mankind at number 26, and it's down from number 22 to...
number 25
for the Dots.
And it all went quite well in the first hour. And as you'll remember, Sean, in the first hour, it was being broadcast to Radio 1. In the second hour, after the Greenwich Time Signal, the Pips, at 6 o'clock, it was broadcast on both Radio 1 and Radio 2. And I noticed as the GTS started to go and my finger hit, we used to have this little three-button box for the cart machines, and I put my finger down on the one I was going to play next, and I could see Bernie frantically scribbling on a piece of A4. And as I looked up, Bernie is like this, holding up this piece of A4 in front of me, on which he'd written, "It may interest you to know, darling, that at this time last week, 24.75 million people were listening to this programme."
Boy Child from Bernie M. And before the number one, here's a rundown for you of this week's brand new Top 20, the very first of 1979. At number 20, Promises from the Buzzcocks. At number 19, Tommy Gunn and The Clash. At 18, the music of Earth, Wind and Fire and September. At number 17, Musique and In the Bush. At number 16, Hot Chocolate and I'll Put You Together Again. 15, we find Chaka Khan and I'm Every Woman. At 14, Dollar and Shooting Star. 13, Grease Lightning from John Travolta. Number 12 from Heatwave and Always and Forever. Number 11, Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy? At 10, Chic and La Freak. Number 9, Sarah Brightman and Hot Gossip and I Lost My Heart to a Starship Trooper. At 8, The Bee Gees and Too Much Heaven. Number 7, Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond duetting on You Don't Bring Me Flowers. 6, Injury in the Blockheads, Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. At number 5, Elton John and Song for Guy. At number 4, The Baron Knights and A Taste of Aggro. At number 3, Lay Your Love on Me from Racy. And at number 2, Mary's Boy Child from Boney M. And now here it is, the first number 1 of 1979. YMCA and the Village People.
Unsurprisingly, it wasn't long before Simon Bates managed to negotiate an exit, for now. And he was replaced by Radio 1's original poster boy, who was a little reluctant too at first.
Thanks to the engineers over the last 2 years, and also to Bernie Andrews, but especially to Pinky, and to you for being tolerant. I'm going back to the stable now. I'll be spending my Sundays with the horses, listening to Tony Blackburn on Britain's Top 40.
Tony Blackburn!
Funny enough, I don't like chart shows very much because there's not much personality into it, so I sort of strangely sent it up a little bit.
And Cliff Richard is there at number one for the second week running. And I should be with you for the brand new Top 40 for the very first time this Sunday between 5 and 7. 275 and 285 and VHF stereo. 5 till 7 this Sunday for the brand new Top 40. I hope you can join me there.
You know, this record's gone up 20 big top 40 places and all that nonsense.
You would even say that a record had propelled itself up but two mighty places.
Yeah, two mighty
even
places.
Even more of a send up, yeah.
Lovely summer sound from George Benson called Give Me the Night goes straight in. A new entry at number 22. Joan Armour Trading goes up 7 big top 40 places to this week's number 21.
Everybody remembers Fluff's chart rundown music.
Yes,
You seem to find on the top 40 those great pieces of music that actually made the top 40, considering that it had been announced the previous Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You were just recapping it on a Sunday, albeit for 2 hours, but you brought that excitement back.
Well, the chart rundown, I basically copied Alan Freeman because Alan Freeman was the best at it. He was terrific at it, and nobody can do it any better than him. Yeah, I mean, I loved doing that show eventually.
Let's have a listen to a couple of pieces of music that they used to use on the show. Firstly, this was the Hot 40s and the theme from Firepower.
The highest new entry this week at number 20, Paul McCartney, Waterfalls. 19, UB40, My Way of Thinking. 18 comes from Judas Priest, Breaking the Law. Number 17 from Roxy Music, An Over You. 16 this week comes from Queen, Play the Game. And at number 15, no doubt about it, it's Hot Chocolate. 14, Olivia Newton-John, Electric Light Orchestra, Xanadu. 13, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark with Messages. Number 12 in this week's Top 20, Crown Heights Affair, You Gave Me Love. At 11, it's Stacey Lattisaw, Jump to the Beat. Here's this week's Top 10. At number 10, The Specials with Rat Race. Number 9, Jermaine Jackson, Let's Get Serious. 8 comes from Liquid Gold with Substitute. 7, 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, Rogeness Abounds. 6 comes from Tina Marie, Behind the Groove. At 5, The Corgis, Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime. This week's number 4, The Mash with Scene from Mash. Here's the top 3. At number 3, Roberta Flack, Donny Hathaway, Back Together Again. At 2, Lip Sync with Funky Town. Still at number 1, Don McLean and Crying. And there it is. That's this week's top 20.
But a chart rundown is basically, I mean, it's records going up and down the charts and that's it. But you can make it exciting. It's all in the present. Well, you'd know, Sean, it's all in the presentation, isn't it? Making it sound exciting and something that really isn't too exciting. But you can make it. It's what you make of it. And a chart rundown, you know, it's gone up a massive 5 big top 40 places and all that stuff.
Was it you that found that piece of music?
I really can't remember. I shouldn't imagine.
Producer was Bernie Andrews.
Oh, Bernie, he used to chop logs up while the programme was on. I never saw Bernie, really. He'd ring me up, I'd have the charts there with all the timings on it. And he'd ring me up and say, you know, just to make sure I was there. And I could hear him chopping wood in the background. So he was never in the studio while I was there.
What a marvellous story.
But Bernie, I hardly ever saw him, actually.
He had a very impressive background, though, didn't he? Working with the Beatles on Saturday Club, right back to those early days. Here's the second chart rundown music that you used. This is Now, you've just said to me, I'm not sure if I remember this one, so have a listen to PJO and Don't Jive Me.
Number 20, Altered Images, I Could Be Happy. 19 from Foreigner, Waiting for a Girl Like You. 18, The Snowman, with Hokey Cokey. At 17 this week in the top 20, Kim Wilde, Cambodia. At number 16, Soft Cell, Bedsitter. At 15, Duran Duran, My Own Way. Number 14, Julio Iglesias, Begin the Beginning. At 13, Diana Ross, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Number
Number 12, The Police, Spirits in the Material World. Number 11, from Rod Stewart, Young Turks. There's the top 10 at number 10, Jonah and Vangelis, I'll Find My Way Home. Number 9, Dollar, with Mirror Mirror. 8 of the top 20 this week, Status Quo, Rock and Roll. And at number 7, it's Godley and Cream, Wedding Bells. This week at number 6, Madness, It Must Be Love. Number 5 comes from Buck Spears, The Land of Make-Believe. At 4, Adam and the Ants, Ant Rap. There's the top 3 at number 3, ABBA, One of Us. Number 2 this week from Cliff Richard, Daddy's Home. Still at number 1, Don't You Want Me, The Human League, and that's the top 20.
You remember it
great,
now.
Great bits of music, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, exciting sound. It's a great one to do a chart rundown to. And, you know, I mean, that just makes it. Mm. And it's a matter of the timing on it as well, get it absolutely precise.
So yeah. Were you then very disappointed when they said that you were coming off that and Tommy Vance was taking over?
Well, I didn't know. Nobody actually told me I was coming off it until
Is that right?
No, I went into Bernie's office to pick up my running order and I saw his contract for the next quarter. And the only thing I was quite happy about was he wasn't being as paid as much as I was. But
7:05 past 5. Welcome along to the Top 40. Tony Blackburn here with you for the final time on the Top 40.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if you enjoy doing a show, it's always disappointing when you come off it. But having said that, you know, nothing's forever. And you have to just go with it. I don't quite know why I came off it, because it was doing well and everything. But Tommy did a great job.
Tommy Vance!
24, 4 more from Toya. At 23, Hokey Cokey by the Snowman. At 22, Bedsitter by Soft Cell. And at number 21 this week, The Model by Kraftwerk. And down from 13 to number 20, Diana Ross.
Doing the top 40 was for me a remarkable exercise. This is a very personal thing. I started life in top 40 radio in the United States of America. That's where I trained. Everything was only 10 seconds. You had 10 seconds to make your point. Bang, you were into a record. You could never speak for more than 10 seconds. Doing the top 40, that's pretty much the principle. You have no time whatsoever.
At around the same time that Tommy replaced Tony on Sunday Tea Times, referring to their hit single from 5 years earlier, Convoy GB, Tuesday lunchtime saw Plastic Chicken swap with Super Scouts.
Dave Lee Travis, Radio 101, the new top 40.
Right, and in this week's chart, there are 3 non-movers, 17 going down, 14 going up, and 6 new entries. We start off with the number 5 sound, it's Musical Youth.
We talked earlier on about Alan Freeman when you originally were doing the lunchtime show in the early 70s, coming in and reading the charts. Mm. By the early 80s, when you were doing the programme, you were unveiling the new chart on a Tuesday lunchtime, because that's how it was back then. The entire record industry, the stars themselves, the country as a whole would be glued to the radio to find out who was at number one every Tuesday. That must have been a great thrill.
Do you know, this is serving to do, Sean, is to point out how the world has changed beyond belief. It is frightening to think that was the case in those days, that people had to tune into a programme on Radio 1 with me presenting, or whoever, whether it was Fluff or me or whatever, presenting the Top 40, and that was the only place they could hear it.
DLT here with you with a brand new Top 40 as compiled by the British Market Research Bureau, and a new entry at number 40, it's Queen and Bankchat. Queen, Bankchat, new at 40 in the charts, down 20 places to 39, Shy Boy, Bananarama, Japan, I Second That Emotion, drops 18 to 38, down 7 to 37, Chalk Dust, The Brat, down 4 to 36, Me and My Girl, David Essex, and Junior with Too Late, drops 6 to number 35, down 9 to 34, The Only Way Out from Cliff Richard, Paul McCartney, Take It Away, is down 10 to 33, and after all those records going down the charts, new entry number 2 at 32, excellent record from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Such was the power of the Radio 1 chart show by the early 80s. It wasn't only playing the hits, it was making them too.
Seventh single release, seventh top 40 entry. That is Imagination. This week at number 39 and their track called Changes. We have a new one at number 38 as well. It's by the Australian band called Men at Work.
Being such a avid music lover, I get very angry sometimes because a great piece of music is not being played on the radio for whatever reason. And there was an incident when I was doing the Top 40 when there was a record out by Men at Work, And that record was a hit all over the world. That band had toured and toured and toured and made it a hit all over the place, except in the United Kingdom, which is one of the major record markets in the world. And in my estimation, and obviously the estimation of countless millions of others around this globe, it was a great record. So what I did was, I took all the instrumental bits of the record and I created an instrumental version of the record. It was called Down Under. Then I used that piece of music for, I think it was 6 weeks. In every Top 40 that you do, there are rundowns, right? There are rundowns where you do 10 to 20, 20 to 30 songs. And I used that piece of music incessantly for 6 weeks as an instrumental, hoping against hope that somewhere down the line, the producer would hear it and go, hey, that's quite an interesting little sound. I like it, in other words, so therefore I'll program it. Ultimately, it was programmed, and ultimately, it was a massive hit. And I've still got the gold record, which in actual fact isn't a gold record at all. It's a blue record in plastic in the shape of Australia from Men at Work. What does it say? This is for Tommy Vance for bringing the Men Down Under to the top of the world. You can use radio sometimes in a very subtle fashion.
Who Can It Be Now was not a hit in this country, but it was a hit everywhere else. That was their previous record. Men at Work and Down Under.
Radio 1, this week's Top 40.
Halfway through 1983, Mike Smith was now at the controls of the chart's first announcement each Tuesday. But due to a prior TV commitment, this task was handed to a trusted voice we heard from earlier.
Peebles. Good afternoon to you on another hot day. On this week's chart, there are seven new entries, and the first of those comes from Elvis Costello and the Attractions. It's Stradium this week at
number 40.
Andy was also called up to look after Sunday evening proceedings for Tommy Vance in July and October.
John Lydon with Public Image Limited, down five places to this week's number 11, and This Is Not a Love Song. If you want to check out the video of last week's highest new entry, you can see it for the very first time on this Thursday's Top of the Pops at 7.30 on BBC One, with Dave Lee Travis and Tony Blackburn introducing the programme. I'm talking about the combination of Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. This week, up 15 places to
number 10.
By the first weekend in 1984, it was all change again.
Simon Bates takes over the Top 40. Many thanks, indeed, for your company over the past couple of years. Thanks to everybody in the record industry as well. My name is Tommy Vance. I wish you well wherever you are. You take care. From me, good night and God bless.
This week's Top 40 on Radio 1.
And he was back.
Simon Bates.
That's it, because it's the new Top 40.
But Simon's reunion with the programme lasted even less time than his original stint, because waiting in the wings was a man who debuted on the network fronting Newsbeat before rising up the ranks to become one of the station's most accomplished presenters. And he couldn't wait to get started.
This is Richard Skinner for Simon Bates with the Top 40 as compiled for the BBC by Gallup. We've got four new entries, seven non-movers, 10 go up, 19 go down.
I have a special announcement to make. I won't be here next week. They've given me the time off. In fact, it's the best bit of news I've had this autumn. I get a chance to sit at home and listen to the chart that counts in stereo with Richard Skinner.
Obviously, to be given the chance of hosting the Top 40 was an absolute honour, because, well, you know, it was the biggest show on the radio back then. And, you know, I'd been listening to it since I was a kid. I used to listen to Alan Freeman on Pick of the Pops and the Solid Gold 60, and then, you know, all the other Top 40 presenters leading up to me, you know, Simon and Tommy and the others. And then suddenly to find yourself in that studio doing the show absolutely live with the Chartbusters Hour first as well, which were the Bubbling Under songs, it was just special. And you were aware that this was the most listened to show. It just, you know, it just had that frissons of energy and excitement that made it a very special show. It was, as the jingle said, the chart that counts, and it worked.
Radio 1's Top 40, Richard Skinner.
Radio 1, Britain's favourite music.
Here's a reminder of the hits 30 to 21. At number 30, Human Racing, Nick Kershaw. 29, The Medicine Song, Stephanie Mills. 28, Hammer to Fall from Queen. At 27, Mr. Solitaire, Animal Nightlife. 26, Dr. Beat, Miami Sound Machine. 25, Agadoo, Black Lace. At 24, East of Eden, Big Country. Number 23, Big in Japan, Alphaville. 22, Smooth Operator, Sade. And up 11 places to number 21, Skin Deep, The Stranglers. We're into the top 20 best-selling singles in Britain. And straight in at number 20, it's the return of Paul Young.
One of the fascinating things about doing the chart when I did was that a lot of the staple bands, mainstream chart acts of the periods, 84 to 86, were the very same groups that I'd been introducing as newcomers 3-4 years before on the nighttime show. So from being the alternatives, suddenly there they were, mainstream.
Together in Electric Dreams, Giorgio Moroder and Philip Oakey. And if you liked Phil Oakey for his long flowing hairstyle, hard luck, he's just had it cut to short back and sides.
FM Stereo, Radio 1.
You two are number 8.
This is the story of the chart show, a My Radio 1 special here on the BBC.
Chantilly Stereo.
Making Lunchtimes his own by the mid-80s was Gary Davis, and with that came the responsibility of updating the nation with those all-important chart details. And he relished it.
If you were a new entry, if you were a big climber, if you were the new number one, it was a proper big deal. And yeah, I mean, from my days in school, you know, you stopped Tuesday lunchtime. You were in your break. You were there with your radio, and you were listening to the brand new chart.
Scribbling the charts down. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, it was it was a great occasion.
And it wasn't just men at work who enjoyed a huge success after their music was used on a Radio 1 chart rundown.
Gary Davis.
I gave Prince a hit out of it.
You did. Now I was going to talk to you about that. You're ahead of me. 1999 was your chart rundown music, wasn't
correct.
It?
Correct. It became that, yes.
Yeah.
A new entry in number 40 for Blancmange and What's Your Problem? Down 9 at 39, Cool and the Gang and Cherish. A new entry at 38, Billy Idol and Rebel Yell.
Basically, the intro of 1999 was really long, right?
Yeah.
And so we looped it. I got them to loop it. And I said, you know what? I think this could really work. And we sort of timed it to work with a countdown from 40 down to 1 or to 2. And yeah, as long as I did it in time, it worked. and you know, did that for a number of months, and they ended up re-releasing the song.
And number 2, it's Frankie Goes to Hollywood. But which one? You'll find out in a mo.
Now, that first year that you did the chart in 1984, there were quite a few things going on because we had the whole Frankie Goes to Hollywood thing.
Yeah.
So Relax was going down the chart, and all of a sudden it started coming back up again. Two yeah. Tribes.
Yeah. So I was furious that it got banned. It was a record of the week of mine. I mean, I love that song.
At 1-4, Prince and When Doves Cry. A non-mover at number 3, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Relax.
And the interesting thing is, by the end of the year, you've got the fastest-selling single of all time, raising money for a very worthwhile cause. At the very least, we can say that. The whole Band-Aid thing, and all of a sudden, you were on the 6 o'clock news with the cameras in the studio with you and unveiling to the nation that that was number one. So it was a really exciting first few months on that program doing the chart.
Britain's number one.
The fastest-selling single ever. Britain's brand-new number one, Band-Aid. Do they know it's Christmas time?
It's 5 o'clock, and it's hi to you if you just joined us on FM National Radio 1. From now until midnight, it's all in fantastic stereo.
The official Top 40 in stereo, FM, Britain's favourite Radio 1.
Yes, Gary even had a stab at doing the Sunday recap in 1987, which by now was being hosted by Bruno Brooks. And he brought in, well, almost a science to hosting the Radio 1 chart show.
I like pace in radio. I like urgency. But you can't often do that when you're just having a chat to your audience and, you know, introducing a song and telling them about something else or whatever. You know, that's close. That's sort of one-to-one. But I do like American radio, as it used to be. No matter what these guys in the US used to do in the 1970s, for instance, Wolfman Jack,
yeah.
Emperor Roscoe, you know, these were serious players, incredibly talented, what I call pace merchants, that bring the sense of energy through a piece of plastic, which is your radio set.
Europe's number one radio show. Action Radio.
Bruno Brooks with the UK Top 40, the most important stereo countdown of the best-selling singles in Great Britain. Compiled for the BBC by Gallup and used exclusively by Radio 1, Top of the Pops and the British record industry. There's a new entry at
number 40,
Susie and the Banshees.
And so that was the natural propensity to the, towards the Top 40, yeah, to try and present that in such a way that you almost, even key changes in the way I was presenting it. And for reason, just to create energy, a sense of immaculate timing, a polish, but also a full stop when somebody can go...
Oh, now, you see, let me talk to you about that, because I can remember in those days when you were doing the Top 40 on Radio 1 and I was doing the chart show on Radio Luxembourg, we would, on regular intervals, bump into each other. And I felt that I knew you well enough to ask you, purely from a professional point of view, why it was you left a gap after the jingle that said which Top 40 position that song was in before you would play the record. And then you would let it fade before you came bounding in with that high-energy style of yours. And I remember being stunningly impressed with the answer, which perhaps you'd be kind enough to share with us on the program right now.
Well, look, as presenters, DJs, personalities, we are judged by how successful we are. The barometer in terms of how successful you are is how many people are listening to your show. Now, the Top 40, I think at the time I took it over, probably had, I don't know, 4, 5, 5.5 million listeners, we think, something like that. And that's great. That's a lot of people. But for me, it's all about the audience first. Because if you don't understand what your audience would really like, then there's no chance you're going to even start to deliver even a little bit more than you normally deliver. So I'd worked it out. There was something missing. Or there was something I could do to take this audience through the roof. Some common denominators. Music at that time was far more expensive than it is now. And that meant one thing. They couldn't afford it, and it meant that they wanted to record the songs. Now, there is this myth that you can't record a song from the radio. So I decided that there needed to be a new rule, which was a play a track. It would always start by itself. You knew where it was going to start. The end point was always the same.
Coast to coast, it's Great Britain's Top 40. Higher Love, Stevie Winwood climbs 14 places to 24. At 23, Amityville, The House on the Hill, Love Bugs Darsky. And coming up next, a new entry for UB40.
The best sound in Britain, Radio 1,
number 22.
The listener with a tape machine would be going press and record at that moment in time to start to record that track. Now, that's fine until some DJ comes in when he needs to come in for the purpose of his own timing, of his own show, ruin that track. And one of the reasons why it was absolutely essential, I timed that three-hour show to perfection from the beginning to the end to enable listeners to be able to record that and let it fade. And listeners were becoming expert in when they would put the pause button back on, knowing when I was going to come in. So there was almost like a magic connection between us in terms of when that moment was going to happen. And it meant that they could record every single track. So I knew, in principle, that that would get around, and that was one way of pushing my audience up. And also I wanted to bring as much energy as possible. There was, or any other sprinkling of magical dust I thought was relevant, I would stick in there. Because it was all about audience, and... some of the audiences over the period, you know, were I won't say what the numbers were, but you know what the numbers were. Yeah. And they were off the scale in comparison.
Radio 1!
Into the top 20 now. At 20, it's Madonna with Who's That Girl. At 19, Pet Shop Boys, Always On My Mind. At number 18, Johnny Logan, Hold Me Now. And at number 17, Los Lobos with La Bamba. At 16, Madonna again with La Isla Bonita. At 15, Judy Badger, Can't Be With You Tonight. And at number 14, George Harrison, Got My Mind Set On You. At 13, it's Ferrier with Let It Be. At 12, Bruce Willis, Under the Boardwalk. And at number 11, it's George Michael and Aretha Franklin with I Knew You Were Waiting For Me. Here again is that big top 10. At 10, Mars, Pump Up the Volume. At 9, The Firm with Star Tracking. At number 8, The Pet Shop Boys, It's a Sin. At 7, Benny King, Stand By Me. At number 6, Tapao, China in Your Hands. Here they are, the 5 best-selling singles of 1987. At 5, Mel and Kim, Respectable. At 4, The Bee Gees, You Win Again. At 3, Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. At number 2, Starship, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
Number 1,
Rick Astley gets the biggest selling single of 1987 with Never Gonna Give You Up.
It was later that year when the Top 40's first play ceased to be on a Tuesday. And though perpetually reluctant, Simon Bates would still occasionally dep on Sunday evenings through the remainder of the 80s into the early 90s, as too did Tommy Vance. But it's only fitting that the last words on this very special programme belong to the DJ who, despite a short break at the helm, remained as Radio 1's chart show host until 1995.
I'm Bruno Brooks, thanks for listening. Whatever you're doing tonight, have a nice night.
Radio 1. This week's Top 40.
The story of the chart show was hosted by Sean Tilley and featured Alan Freeman, Dave Lee Travis, Tom Brown, Johnny Walker, Paul Burnett, Simon Bates, Andy Peebles, Tony Blackburn, Tommy Vance, Richard Skinner, Gary Davis and Bruno Brooks. The programme was a My Radio 1 production for the BBC.